WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2018. We hear from Caitlin White and Denise Young from WXXI's Inclusion Desk on the stories that affected those in our communities with disabilities.
Okay, so we're here today to talk about our Inclusion Desk stories. And for our listeners who aren't familiar with it, our Inclusion Desk is the news arm of the Move to Include initiative that we have here at the station. And Move to Include is a partnership that is meant to encourage thoughtful discussion about issues of inclusion and the differently abled.
So I went through and I dug through all the Inclusion Desk stories that we did, which was a pretty hefty Google Doc that you sent over to me. Diving right in, starting in January, one of the first features we came out with was one that I actually did, about a mother in Rochester who is a travel agent, and she works with families that have children with disabilities. She really talks about how family vacations are an opportunity to experience new things together. But when you have a child with autism, routine and consistency are really what your child requires. And those are obviously things that don't really go with vacationing. She had a really interesting story she told me about when she first decided that there needed to be a travel agent that focused on these types of families.
I was holding him in my arms and we were just waiting for our turn. And his anxiety level was so high that he just turned around and he slapped me. And he's not a violent kid, and he couldn't handle it. His little body was just so overwhelmed that he turned around and he hit me. And I knew that at that point, you know, something's going on, something's not right.
And then moving into March, on a more serious note, we had the story of Trevion Rowe. On the morning of March 8th, police received several 911 calls about a young man spotted on the Frederick Douglass Susan B. Anthony Bridge. Police now believe that man was Roe, a 14-year-old student at School 12 who was in special education. Several days later, he was found drowned in the Genesee River. After Roe's tragic death, parents of students with disabilities in the Rochester School District were outraged and advocating for change. WXXI's Veronica Volk looked at the kinds of changes these parents want to see. So she focused this piece in the beginning on Reverend Marilyn Cunningham. She's a pastor of Graves Memorial CME Church in Rochester. She's also a mother and a grandmother and has grandchildren with disabilities. And she talked with Veronica about her experience with the Rochester City School District.
Special needs, it says something. It's just not a word. It says something. It says, I need special attention.
And this was part one of a two-part series that Veronica did earlier this year. You can find those on our website.
Just last month, reporter Brett Dahlberg did a story about how more transitional living options are opening up around the area for people with developmental disabilities.
Yeah, so officials broke ground on a new transitional home for people with disabilities in Pittsford. And in his report, he spoke with a bunch of people about why these transitional apartments are important. He spoke with Brandon Birch. He is actually an individual who was looking to get into one of these apartments.
I think the transition apartments would be great because I know that they would be great because they will have staff that will help me out with the goals that I need to do in order for me to live on my own.
Okay, so to end our look back at the Inclusion Desk stories that we did this year, I have to mention the series that you did from Artists Unlimited.
Thank you so much. I was really, really proud of this series. I followed Artists Unlimited, which is a really incredible organization here. For about the last 18 years, they've put on fully produced plays. I'm talking fly scenes and lights, and they integrate people with and without disabilities in their productions. This year, they had about 70 actors on stage, and they did a production of The Little Mermaid. So I went to a bunch of rehearsals, and I ended up with three stories. And in the last of my three stories, I talked to a family about how working on these shows together brings them closer. Kristen is the little sister. She's 14, and her brother Anthony was finally in a starring role this year. He's 19.
We weren't necessarily the closest before this, and this is just another connection that I've made with him. It's something else that we have in common, which has definitely helped in our relationship.
And we definitely want to hear what other stories are out there in the community. Drop us an email at newsroom@wxxi.org.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm excited to see what the Inclusion Desk will do in 2019.